B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, we're in the 5 o'clock hour. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. Mike Misnelli's show, 5 o'clock hour, brought to us by Guida Door and Window. You know, Guida Door and Window would like to acknowledge that the health and safety of our community remains at the forefront of our minds. And together, we're all going to get through this difficult time, come out of it stronger than ever. General Knowledge Trivia Prize today. We're giving away Hers Chip Trucks. We're giving away a couple already. We have a couple now to give away in this hour. And the grand prize, a $100 gift card to Fleming Steakhouse. Fleming Steakhouse in Radnor and Marlton. They're offering takeout. They're always ready to serve you. They're committed to making it easier and safer for you to get a dinner you love in a more comfortable way. And, of course, the General Knowledge is presented to us by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. What are we doing tomorrow? Are we moving up? We staying at 21? Are we trading back? Let's go to Joe on a cell. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
Listen, if we come out tomorrow with a linebacker at 21, I'm flipping tables.
Well,
there's no way.
Like, if it's a guy like Murray, I mean, you'd be sure changing it a little bit. But I hear you. You're hell-bent on helping Carson Wentz.
You paid $100 million invested in this quarterback, and you're not going to give him the help. And you've undervalued linebackers for the last decade.
Yep.
I don't understand it. I think they might actually have to bump above. I think the Raiders, they're going to go Ruggs at 12. I think you might have to jump to Jags at 9.
It's probably not going to happen. It's tough to, you know, that big climb is probably going to be really tough for them to do. But here's the point. It's not going to hurt them to take Murray. But at 21, if they weren't able to do anything better than that, it to me means they were outfoxed by everybody.
Right.
And that's what I don't want to have happen.
You need a wide receiver, because if Earth is on the trading block, then you've taken away Carson's safety, his
outlet. Yeah, I don't think he's on the trading block. I think they'll keep him. I'm just saying that Ertz would go, if it took Ertz to move up, I would do it.
Right. I agreed.
But if they don't get up, if they don't get up, they're still going to have Ertz to rely on.
Right.
All right, man, do you want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
1980s U.S. pop culture. What brand of sunglasses were worn by Tom Cruise in Risky Business, Don Johnson in Miami Vice?
Aviators.
We're talking about the manufacturer.
Oh, I have no idea.
Wow, really? All right. Well, really, back then there was really only one popular brand, wasn't there? It was the Ray-Bans.
Ray-Ban. Yeah. Aviators, just the style.
Yeah, it's a style of sunglasses. Ray-Ban was the actual manufacturer.
Trying to think. I think that was the only company really known.
I think like back then it was. And then what was that Panama Jack?
Panama Jack,
I think it was like came out after Ray-Ban did.
Weren't those for golfers too?
Panama Jack?
Yeah. I feel like I remember golfers wearing them.
No, the golfers were like Oakleys.
Oakley was out back then.
Yeah. Oakley was.
But they weren't. They didn't make They didn't make those that style of glasses.
Yeah. It's Ray-Ban.
Yeah.
Let's go, Tom in Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Before I get to my draft point, I want to go back and pick a bone with you about yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of Steve Carlton because I'm a Phillies fan. I have a signed game bat. Mm-hmm. Signed by him.
Yeah.
But Juan Marichal was a better pitcher than Steve Carlton.
No.
Yeah.
I know Juan Marichal because I actually liked the San Francisco Giants back in that day.
Well, I just say this. He had more 20-game winning seasons. He had a better winning percentage, far better winning percentage.
That's because Carlton hung on for
ERA.
Carlton's problem was he hung on for 6 years beyond what he should have.
Yeah, but they didn't pitch him much in those last years. But he also, Marichal also struck out his strikeout to walk ratio was much, much better.
All right. So I'm looking at the stats right now. Let me just quickly compare them, because I don't know that you're accurate about this. I think Carlton's numbers were better. All right, Carlton's ERA was 3.22. Marichal had a better ERA.
2.89.
Yeah, 2.89. But, you know, that's negligible there. Carlton threw 5,217 innings. Now what did Marichal do?
He had a shorter year, but Marichal had more 20-game seasons.
All right. 243 wins to Carlton's 329.
Well, like you said, Carlton was...
Yeah, but he didn't win very much for the last 10 years of his career. He didn't win it much.
All right. Listen, I don't dislike Steve Carlton. I'm a Phillies fan. Let's get back to the draft.
All right, go ahead.
I want to move up.
Mm-hmm.
I took some solace this morning from the Inquirer, which basically the four beat writers said that if they don't get Ruggs, they're going to get Jefferson. So I took some solace from that.
Okay.
And that made me feel a little bit more secure. Uh-huh. But I'm still, if we don't get somebody for Wentz to throw to, I'm not going to be happy tomorrow night.
All right, buddy. By the way, Carlton led the league in wins 4 years. Marichal only two.
Well, okay. I think
you're not right. And Marichal is a great pitcher, but you're not right. Carlton would be a much better pitcher. General knowledge question?
Yeah.
American TV theme songs.
Oh, no. I'll never get this.
Really?
Really.
Well, I'm going to give you an easy one.
Yeah,
here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
See, I don't watch that kind of stuff.
Oh, come on, man. I put a bow on that one.
Yeah, you did.
He sounded like an older gentleman.
Yeah, I thought he'd be shoo-in.
That's why I went older.
Yes, I mean, that should have been right in his wheelhouse, that.
Yeah, that was the Brady Bunch.
What do you think about the Brady Bunch?
What did I think about it?
Yeah.
I didn't really, I wasn't really that into it except for Marsha.
Shocking.
Oh,
Marsha was kind of my type at the time.
Kind of.
Yeah. She's still your type.
Still your type
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But, okay. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Why, you don't like the Brady Bunch tie?
I mean, I've seen it.
I watched it a lot.
I've seen it a lot of times, actually, but... I do wonder if it was ever funny. Like, or was it just, comfortable to watch?
It wasn't funny.
Like, it's comfortable.
It was cozy family.
Yeah, but it was never really funny to me.
But the movies done in the 90s,
were funny.
They kind of made fun of it, thought that they were hilarious.
Yeah, they were still being 70s in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah.
They were doing, like, the singing and stuff.
Put on
like,
your Sunday best, kids. We're going to Sears.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
everyone's on the escalator.
Were funny. Yeah.
the husband turned out, he came out after a while.
Yeah, right? That was like scandalous.
That was scandalous.
Yeah, apparently.
Mr. Brady came out.
The people on the show knew.
Yeah?
Just like apparently during Perry Mason, they knew. William Burr.
William Burr was gay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when was that revealed?
I thought it was revealed about him, Gomer Pyle.
Really?
Rock,
I didn't know the Raymond Burr one.
Yeah, somebody told me that he had that deep baritone voice. Uh-huh. They said when they said cut, he didn't have a voice like that. I'm serious. They said he sounded completely different when they said cut. So everybody kind of knew. Seriously. I'm not trying to disparage the man.
I always forget Florence Henderson isn't with us anymore.
Kind of recent.
Yeah.
And how she was having whatever with one of the dude, one of the sons.
With Greg, right?
Yeah, in real life.
And Greg, Greg with Marsha too?
Barry Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, the older one.
Yeah.
She had that good shag.
Yas, Flo.
by the way, hers chip truck winner was Parker Schillig. Not Schilling, Schillig.
Yeah,
congratulations to Parker. All right, let's go back to Ted Fishtown. Ted, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ted?
Hey, Mike, I caught you on the TV. I like the whiskers.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, I'm all shaggy, man. The hair's on time today. It's getting longer. You know, I'm just letting it go.
It makes you look younger and hipper.
Oh, thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Yesterday with your list, did you guys pick the Nature Boy?
No wrestlers. We vetoed a wrestler. Somebody nominated Hulk Hogan. He's out.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as the draft, I'm excited. I always get excited for the draft, but I for some reason, I got this gut feeling how he's going to go, I want to say cornerback or safety, and then lineman, first two picks.
Well, the safety, who may be there, might be their highest-rated player on the board, and that's McKinley from Alabama. So if they ended up with him, the only problem is they signed a bunch of guys and be a glut. Because I'm not sold on Jalen Mills either. So I know eventually they're going to have to get another safety. So if it's that guy, I guess I can live with it.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's definitely a hole. The secondary lost them at least 3 games last year.
Yeah.
Possibly more.
Mm-hmm.
Could have. Yeah. But, so I think they're going to go that route. If you have a question.
I do have a question, and it is the most popular street names. So what is the most popular direction street name in America?
I'm going to go south.
Incorrect.
South Street, no?
South Street probably would have been what I would have said.
What's
North Street.
Where's North Street?
North Street is the number one direction street in America.
But South Street just rolls off the tongue. Is that because ours is famous?
Probably. South is second, and then West, and East isn't even on the board.
There's no East Street.
East Street's not popular.
So there you go. If I ever become a developer,
you go East?
I'm going to call it East Street, if I build a bunch of homes.
Now,
First Street, then East Street.
There's an East Street, but apparently not many East Streets.
You slide that in. No one's going to notice that East Street.
Oh, it's all calling on the boardwalk.
Oh. It's been a few months since we've heard that.
Yeah. Let's go. Quaz in Philadelphia. What's up, Quaz?
What's the deal, Miz?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. All right, I'll get into it, Mike. So there's two sides. All right, you got the people who want to move up, right? And then you got people who want to stand pat or move back. I'm one of those guys who just want to stand pat and just use my pick. Okay?
You want to use your pick? Why?
Why?
Yes.
I'll explain why. It's because I think they need more than a guy. Okay, I think they need more than a guy. Now, you want to give picks to move up anywhere in that neighborhood you're talking about, it's a lot of people being misled. The real compensation is that this year's 2 and this year 145 and 146, nothing less. It ain't nobody going to talk to you for nothing less if you're trying to get up in that zone, 10 spots in the first round. And no, you cannot pay for it next year. You have to pay for it this year. Okay, but that's cool. So let's say we find somebody who's nice enough to give us, say we could give the 145 and the 146 2 fifth-round picks to move up 10 spots in the first round. Let's say that's even possible. And it goes down. Mike, I give you – we'll do an exercise. Now, I'm not watching on TV because I'm local. I'm on the radio. Do you still got that little pen and pad right in front of you?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, good. Do a quick little exercise. I'll give you the top 3, and you give me the fill, okay? I'll give you Lamb. I'll give you Judy. And I'll give you Ruggs. You can write that down on your side. You and Cuz. Y'all think it's worth giving up your whole draft for one guy.
What do you mean whole draft? I'm not giving up my whole draft.
I just told you what the conversation
you
is.
You said like, 2/5.
Okay.
First of all, that's not going to happen. 2/5. I'm going to move you up that much.
Well, that's what you got in the 4th round. You got compensation picks. They in the 5th round, really. They technically.
You're going to have to give up your 2nd round pick.
Right.
To move up.
Right, but I'll still take the fill and give you those top 3.
Okay.
On my side, at 21, I'm going to go ahead and take Justin Jefferson. At 103, I'm going to take James Proche. At 126, I'm going to take John Hightower out of Boise State.
Wait, what are you AJ all of a sudden?
No. I'm better than AJ.
Oh, okay. So you're doing your own. You got your own little draft analysis going here.
My guys
are going
to be there when I say they're going to be there. Okay, mine is real. Okay, now
listen. Like, with all due respect, Quaz,
I'm sure.
Well, you can finish, but like all due respect, like I'm going to trust the overall evaluators on who the premier wide receivers are rather than do it your way.
No. I get that. That's why I'm giving you the top three. I get that. Mike, you can add up to any statistical analysis you want. You can go through the combine. You can go through statistical anything, touchdowns, yards, catches. My three beat your three. And I pick my last two guys from the third-tier receivers.
Come on, man, give me a guy from Boise State and you're trying to tell me that's going to be the same level as a guy playing the SEC. Come on.
I got a boy on my group from the SEC. I got
All right, good. I'm glad you got your board there. All right, man. You wanna play general knowledge?
Come on, give it to me, bro.
All right, here we go. US pop culture in the 1980s. What popular brand of medication was tampered with, killing 7 people?
Ooh. What popular brand of medication?
Oh, this is a big scandal, man. You should know.
Of medication. Mm. Oh, you will give me a hard one.
Not that hard.
Okay, hold on.
1980s pharmaceutical scandal.
Pharmaceutical that was poison? Oh, man. I'm a mystery.
You're out. How soon we forget that Tylenol, when somebody used a hypodermic needle to poison that led to all the safety caps coming in.
The seals on the metal
and
the caps.
And the cap.
Yeah, it's why it's impossible to get to the Tylenol.
Yep.
Anymore.
Remember that? There was a guy.
I remember hearing about
the guy, right?
Yeah, I actually did a case study on it in college.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
He used the hypodermic needle, didn't he?
Yeah, it was crazy, and he injected it or something.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
See, that one was real. It wasn't like some of those other urban legends.
No,
like the movie theater, you sit down and it's a needle, and the needle had HIV, or the guy was at the party, woke up in the bathtub, and his kidney was gone. That one was real.
Yeah, no, that movie theater hypodermic needle was real.
In Chicago.
Or
a rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they ever get the guy in that?
Yeah, they did get him.
They got the guy.
Mm-hmm.
See, you couldn't get away with that at all now because every pharmacy has tons of cameras. It'd be quick, but.
Well, I'll tell you what. I bought Tide Pods because that was the only thing available on Amazon, and I got them delivered, and I can barely get that thing open.
Yeah, because people were eating them.
I know.
So they made them hard because people were eating the Tide Pods because people are stupid.
You know, they have like this jelly-like consistency, so I can see why maybe someone would take
a bite. They're Tide.
I know. Well, I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. Wait. you don't open the pod. You just throw it in there.
No, I couldn't open the container.
The container to
there's
get
a
to
container
the pod.
Over the pod?
Oh, my God.
No,
yeah,
they come in a
it's
container.
Like Fort,
oh,
it's
do?
Like Fort Knox to get
I got the Persil pods. They don't come in a container. You just open the thing and they're all in there.
No. This has like two locks on it and you have to twist
people
it off.
People weren't eating Persil.
Oh.
They were eating Tide.
Oh, they were eating Tide?
Yeah, so
yeah,
they did a commercial. They had to do a whole commercial about the new packaging.
The kids, it was like a YouTube challenge.
Yeah, like people were eating them and then some people just got sick, others worse because you're not supposed to eat that.
They do, I'm telling you, they do look like candy.
Yeah, but these people, I'm not talking about the little kids that were eating them, even though they did. I'm talking about the teenagers. Who were filming it.
It was a challenge. It was an internet challenge.
Wow. Saeed, cell phone. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Saeed.
Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Saeed?
Always a pleasure. But listen, what actually compelled me to call was I wanted to see if you'll put this particular scene in your top five. And it's not a movie, but I'll talk sports first.
Okay.
I'm not moving up. I'm definitely not moving up. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you two reasons of many reasons why I won't move up. Number one, man, I don't trust them Alabama receivers. Like, here's a school that has been dominant as far as I can remember. Why I only could think of two wide receivers that they produced to, like, even be mentioned in the Pro Bowl? Amari Cooper and Julio Jones. Who else did they ever produce?
Two pretty good ones, though.
Right, I mean,
that's not chopped liver.
But you're talking about over 20 years of dominance.
Well, here's the thing about Alabama. Like, they haven't had the real top-notch quarterback until recently, right? So I don't know. To me, an ability is ability. If you you can't just say, well, because Alabama hasn't produced many, that these guys aren't going to be any good.
I mean,
you know, like you can't tie that taint to these guys. No,
I got you, but I'm just saying that's one of my reasons. Secondly, I read a report about Justin Jefferson. They compared his numbers compared to his numbers when he faced other NFL cornerback first and second round prospects. They were horrible. They were seeing how he was getting manhandled. So I say all to say, yo, receiving, that's probably one of the toughest positions to project success in a person's ceiling.
I get it, but you got, again, you increase the odds of success by taking the better ranked player. That's the way I look at it in this situation, because they are desperate to add that spot because this quarterback has to be helped.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear you, Mike. I knew you weren't going to agree with me. Let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
I knew you weren't going to agree. But let me ask you this. It isn't a movie. It isn't a movie. It's a show. It's a show that appeared on HBO, and I know you was filming. It was from The Wire. Would this be one of your top five scenes of all times? When Marlo said, my name is my name. No, he said, my name was on the streets. My name is my name. Is that one of the most memorable scenes that you could ever remember?
Listen, The Wire had like so many great scenes. I didn't consider it because it's not a movie, but I know the scene you're talking about because that was really the first time that Marlo erupted.
Right.
And he got scared. He played that scary part better. Man, he was amazing. Jamie Hector is the actor.
Yeah, I knew you could appreciate it.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, man. General knowledge, the U.S. general knowledge category. Let's go with this one here. I'm trying to help you out here. But all right, here we go. What drink similar to Kool-Aid was consumed by NASA astronauts?
Similar to Kool-Aid?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an orange drink?
Yes, it is.
I can't think of the name. I know what you talk about, though. What's the first letter? Can I get the first letter?
No, we can't get the first letter.
No.
But the first letter is T. And the drink is Tang.
Yeah.
And the Snelly kids had a little Tang growing up.
I had some Tang.
Tang
was nice, but it was no Sunny D.
Well, Sunny D was
a little different. You don't mix up.
It was up a level.
Yeah, you don't mix up the Tang. You get the Tang, you mix it up like you do the Kool-Aid.
The Tang is primitive.
Yeah.
The primitive orange juice.
Sunny D comes in a fancy bottle.
Right.
I think I had Sunny D three times growing up. My parents were buying Sunny D.
No, I'll tell you what. It was a treat when my mom bought home a big, thing of it from the supermarket.
Had plenty Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But now I have.
The treat around the Miss Nelly family.
What was that?
A can of High C fruit punch.
Oh, now see. You get to pop the top.
Or if you were really lucky, the actual Hawaiian punch.
Oh, nice. I like the Hawaiian punch.
Wait, the kind that gets stains your face, though?
Yeah, it's so red.
Oh, yeah. Commercial. How'd you like a nice Hawaiian punch? Bam!
Boom.
We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, this is the final Twitter poll numbers. The final Twitter poll number brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, over 1,300 votes. You can only choose one. 67% are trading up. 33% are staying at 21. So,
all right.
Pretty much started and finished the same way.
Sounds good. I'm moving up. So if Callie calls me tonight and he said, we'd like to have you a remote hooked up with us.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing the microphone and making the trade.
All right, so go ahead, Mike. You lay it out. You're calling the 49ers to get to 13.
Yeah, I'll give you a second-round pick, first-round pick, next year's whatever you want.
I want to say next year's second.
Yeah.
So to move up eight spots, you're giving up two twos and a one.
And my, well, I'm not really giving up a one. It's my, I'm just
And two twos. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
A two this year and a two next year?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that?
Not to get to 13.
I am. Let's go to TJ in Point Pleasant. TJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, Mike? You mess?
Good, man.
My son just got his Eagles jersey today. He's ready for the draft tomorrow. I'm moving up. That's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. I want to either get Justin Jefferson or Ruggs.
Yeah, I'm not moving up. Justin Jefferson isn't doing it for me like the three. Like, I'm not moving up far to get Justin Jefferson. If the three are taken and I can go to 18 and get them three spots, I might do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe with the Buccaneers or, trade a couple picks, maybe one next year. And I don't think he's going to fall to 21, though. So. But we need somebody to help Carson.
It is possible that he falls to 21.
If it does, yeah, we definitely need to take him if he's there.
Yeah. All right, man. Are you ready for a general knowledge question by any chance?
I'm ready, yeah.
All right. This is American TV theme songs. I just give you the lyric, and you give me the song.
Okay.
All right. So let's go with, it seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
Family Guy.
That's correct. It is the Family Guy. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good thing.
Well, I just got an email. Did Al Bundy used to eat Tang sandwiches?
What?
And Married with Children?
Oh, my God. I don't remember that, probably.
I've seen a lot of episodes, but he was poor.
Pablo says Al Bundy used to eat Tang sandwiches. Just the powder with white bread.
Oh my God, he would.
He would, but I don't.
Really. Can anybody verify that?
I'm digging right now.
Seen every episode, but that doesn't stick out. To
no,
me.
That doesn't stick out. And no, I watched a lot of
that. Doesn't mean he didn't do it. Doesn't mean he didn't do it. It just doesn't stick out.
Wait.
I didn't.
I think you might. I think
is that true story?
Al Bundy makes a tang witch.
Tang witch.
There's a clip.
So he did it once, or we don't know if he did it more than once. If he just did it one episode.
It wasn't a regular occurrence.
It doesn't feel like it was.
It doesn't look like it.
Okay.
But they were eating a man out of a house and home, and nobody else would lift a finger.
Yeah. He did. He made tang witches.
Oh, okay. Reminder, no sound off, so we'll take phone calls until we get out of here at 5:55, and that's 610-622-0975. So let's go to Travis on a cell. Travis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Travis.
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's going on,
Trav? How you doing?
Nothing at all, man. Just trying to make it. Hey, you don't trade up for wide receivers like that. You're not going eight spots. And I think the logic goes like this. San Fran just lost Emmanuel Sanders. They traded for him. They lost him. So they have a glaring hole at that position. So why would they move out of that spot? And that's the rumors. I know they're capped out, but, you know, a rookie's under solid control for 5 years. Why would they move out of that?
They need some picks. They're bereft of picks in this draft.
They need a wide receiver. They lost their number one guy.
Yeah, but they would like to maximize their draft too, right? They don't have.
They went to the Super Bowl. They don't need a. They're not going to like seven rookies. Not going to make that.
Well, you asked me what reason why they would do it, and I'm giving you the reason. Like, they could, for more plentiful picks, they could trade out of that, still get their guy, and just take advantage of some picks.
All right, to play devil's advocate, they do have enough. They would have to give up only a second, and then they'd probably get a six-round back from Frisco. But look, if you're going to do it, you better be right. I think the big kid, Boykin, I think he's going to be the guy. I think Rieger is going to be real good. And I think more than that, and I said it before,
It's about the coaching. Whoever New Orleans picks is going to be a star. And conversely, if Green Bay picks him, he won't get any targets. So I think the guy would be pretty good in Philly, but I don't believe that you take a – and I think Ruggs is really a gadget player. You don't take that guy in the
– All right, so let me ask you.
Because
let me just try to make some sense to you here. We'll just bat it back and forth. Carson Wentz currently has what?
Well, those guys won a Super Bowl.
Come on, man. The Super Bowl is a long time ago. They've got not. They don't have guys that are reminiscent of that team anymore. They got an older guy who's done and he's a snitch. They got another older guy. Their long ball threat who might not be able to play anymore. Who do they have?
I hear you.
You got to get somebody. And if you're going to say, well, we'll get somebody later. Well, okay. Then maybe that guy turns out to be good. Maybe he doesn't. I want the guy that I know has a pedigree.
What is the pedigree? Jerry Rice pedigree? Terrell Owens pedigree? Like, just because you come from Alabama, I mean, Amari Cooper.
Well, let me ask you, all these football people that are evaluating these three as the best, what are they? Like, you know, they're just factory workers? They're in the business of evaluating football players.
Mike, how many times have you said, like, what are they doing? Like, sometimes they overthink themselves.
Travis, listen. You got your idea. I got mine.
Yeah, can I get a question?
Yes, you can get a question. Let's go with 1980s U.S. pop culture.
Okay.
What cola was advertised as, quote, all the sugar and twice the caffeine?
Pepsi?
No, come on, man. Pepsi. Pepsi's a mainstream. This had to be different. It came in as a different cola, different than the Pepsis and Cokes. It was all juiced up, sugar and caffeine. What was it?
That was
Was it Shasta?
Nope.
Booney also had a Jolt.
Jolt Cola. I think it had a lightning bolt on it.
Yeah, and that marketing wouldn't work today.
No, I was going to say.
No, absolutely not.
It would not work today.
It would not work.
I remember
all the sugar and twice the caffeine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember my first job, right before I left high school that for the day to go to this job, and a Surge truck showed up. And he gave us cases of Surge. And I think in one weekend I had 20, and I feel like I had the shakes.
Surge was good.
I used to crush surges. I didn't mess with that stuff. I don't do that.
I thought I was cool.
Extra juice thing.
I also liked Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, too sweet. I didn't like sweet. Like,
Not even when you were like a kid?
No, when I was a kid.
I was 16.
No, when I was a kid, I was a Coke Pepsi dude.
But yeah, this wasn't when I was 30.
But listen, like, even when I was in college, I went away from them.
By then, I only drank soda if it was mixed with alcohol. And then I eventually stopped that. Like a Jack and Coke was my deal.
I'm looking at the Joe Cola can. It had the big letters, J-O-L-T, and the lightning bolt was coming through the O. From the top of the can down.
Sooner or later, that's going to come back.
Might.
Like, you know what? Everybody else is watching sugar. Why don't you have some fun? Sooner or later, it's going to come back. It's just a matter of when.
YOLO, drink a Jolt.
Yeah, if not Jolt, it'll be some other marketed. Like, no, this is not healthy, but it's good. Perhaps drink something you like.
You get Jim Kenny as a mayor, and they'll go.
Not sold in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
No.
But you drive out to the main line, it's everywhere.
Probably the main line. All right, 610-622-0975. We have room for a couple calls you want to get in. Mike Mussinelli Show continues after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
5:45, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 Tonight. So last night I finished watching The Plot Against America, which was on HBO on Monday nights, and it's based on the Philip Roth book of a plot where Charles Lindbergh gets elected president of the United States, but he's an anti-Semite, and somehow the Germans kidnap his baby and force him to give up the presidency, and the vice president is a German sympathizer. It's very involved, but it's not that great. And it's done by David Simon and Ed Burns.
Also, it should be
who
great.
Who did The Wire.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, because they've done a couple other things that haven't been great either. And I'm thinking about putting myself in their shoes. If they write a masterpiece like The Wire, it's tough for them to replicate anything close to it.
Yes.
And so you're watching it and you're expecting the same as The Wire and you don't get it. Like they did Treme, if you remember, that was about Hurricane Katrina and the musicians.
Yeah.
And they've done a couple other things. They just don't measure up. You know, and I feel bad for them, actually.
I wish what they probably should do, and I understand they get it made and they advertise saying by the makers of The Wire.
Right.
But I wish they could just say, hey, this is good. And detach them to a point so that the expectations aren't as high.
Yeah, but see, when you do The Wire, if you've watched The Wire, you know the expectations. Like, you can't get around that. You as the viewer.
Well, if you don't mention them, then you can. I'm saying if you don't mention them, you just mention the stars of it. You have a star-studded cast, and you say, hey.
Yeah, but they're famous because of The Wire, so it's not like you can ignore them either.
Right, that's the part that makes it tough for them.
They're in a tough spot.
Because it can be good, but people will say it's worse than good because it's not great.
Right.
That puts you in a tough spot.
Yes, and I'm trying to figure out The Plot Against America is worse than good. Like, it was 6 episodes and it's done. I finished 3 shows. I'm like, these were shorter episodes. Like, I was invested and they're all gone now.
That's tough.
All right, Chris, and then, well, that's the woe of my life.
Well, right. It's a lot of people's lives right now.
I'm exaggerating. Like, there are worse problems than me not having a show to go to.
Yeah.
Chris in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris, what's up, Chris?
Thank you, Miss. What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Just got done work. I seriously cannot wait till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Getting nuts. I'm all in with Lamb. And the only question I have at this time, because we pretty much said it all, do we have to wait till tomorrow night for them to make moves? Like, anything happen tonight or even tomorrow morning?
I don't think anything will happen tonight. I mean, it's possible that some teams do stuff, including the Eagles. But I think the Eagles are in a position where they have to kind of, like, be fluid about it. You know, because they can't. They make a deal now. They still can't predict whether they're going to get their guy.
I know. Some of them teams ahead of us, it's like, if you put those guys on their team, I mean, they're studs too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
All right,
brother. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, let me take one.
Okay. Let's go back to the general knowledge category. And I'll ask you this question. What musical instrument did Lawrence Welk play? Is an instrument near and dear to my heart. What did Lawrence Welk play?
Wow.
And remember the Lawrence Welk show? With the bubbles, he was like a conductor, but he did play. Yeah, he played like a polka. What do you play with a polka? What do you play a polka on? What instrument?
Stab a dart harmonica.
No, it's the accordion.
That was
my famous cousin.
Yeah, cousin.
The world's foremost accordion player in the history of accordion, Dick Contino.
Yeah, he was jacked into his old age. He was still jacked.
Yeah, he was like hot. He was hot, right?
Yeah, he had the arms out.
Very, very handsome man.
And the ladies, the older ladies.
They loved him.
By the time, this was a while, obviously a while ago, but the older ladies were swooning over him.
I'll tell you what, if someone played an accordion in front of me.
Different generation.
I don't know, I might be swooned.
The old ladies would throw the bloomers on the stage.
I'm talking about like the early 2000s. The older ladies were still.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 03, 04.
He was a heartthrob back in the day.
Yeah, them ladies were still throwing the drums up.
Let's go to Jay in South Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Mikey Miss, how are you?
Good,
guys,
man. How you doing? Right,
Ty, I'm not. Listen, Mike, you got to watch Taking a Pelham 1-2-3. Of course, that guy Chris Marlowe's right hand man. He has a small role in there.
Oh, Chris Partlow?
Yeah, I know you don't like remakes.
He went to you know that guy. That guy went to Bucknell.
Yes.
Yeah, Kemby, what is his name? Yeah, he's got he's got an African type of name. But
yes, but he's got a small role in it.
Yeah, Chris Partlow is fierce. I will watch because of Chris Partlow.
Okay. But I'm with you, Mike, with the draft. We got to get a receiver. We need a thoroughbred out there. We haven't had one in the past since they drafted Deshaun Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't depend on him now.
I agree.
Yeah, all right.
I agree. You got to get a guy. I don't want to be in a position where I go, well, I hope this guy can play, right? I want to be comforted by the fact, well, this guy was highly rated, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, we'll wrap
American TV theme songs. I'm going to give you the lyric. Schlemiel Schlemazel Hassan Pfeffer Incorporated. We're going to do it.
Woo. That's heavy.
I can tell, give you a hint. It was a spinoff of Happy Days. Schlemiel Schlemazel.
Don't know, Mike.
Oh, man. Laverne and Shirley.
On your mark, get set, and go now.
Gary in Egg Harbor. Gary, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thanks, Mike.
What's up?
First of all, thank you for all you do in getting us through these hard times.
Well, we're trying, Gary. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, I'm going to put you on a hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You turn to your wide receivers coach and scouts and say, okay, what do you have for me? They tell you, we have speed in Ruggs, we got good hands in Lamb, and we got good route running in Judy. What do you do?
Well, the best overall player to me is CeeDee Lamb. Now, I favor right now speed over anything. So if you're going to tell me that's my scout's going to tell me it's going to be Ruggs.
Okay. So you're going for the deep threat.
Yeah. The scout's going to tell me Ruggs for the speed to break.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
open this field. I'm, however, telling the scout we're taking CeeDee Lamb no matter what you tell me. So there's that. All right, man. You want a quick general knowledge question?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sure.
What was the nickname of Reagan's proposed missile shield? Ronald Reagan's proposed missile shield was called what?
I can't think right now.
Of course, it was 1980s pop culture. All right, well, it was Star Wars.
Yeah, I thought it was actually a good idea.
Reagan had some good ideas. A 5 p.m. winner to Hers chip truck, T.G. Graham. Our grand prize winner today was Alan Porter. Congratulations. He wins a chip truck and a $100 gift card to Fleming's Steakhouse. Stay tuned because Devon Gibbons is taking you on 97.5 for an evening ride and on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned. Lunchtime drive. And then later, the Sixers versus the Jazz from December. That was a good game. All right, everybody, hang in there tonight. We'll have more information on the NFL draft tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day. Have a great night. Be safe. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.